WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Olaf pianist Artur Schnabel's Mozart recordings have just been reissued on four compact discs on the Arabesque label. The performances were originally recorded between 1934 and 1948. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz is a big Schnabel fan, and he has a personal story to share about how much these recordings have meant to him.
Artur Schnabel isn't as well known for his Mozart or Bach as for his Beethoven and Schubert, but this has nothing to do with his artistry. He's the greatest Mozart pianist I've ever heard. His touch, his phrasing, his insights are as searching as they are in Beethoven and Schubert. But for as long as I can remember, his Mozart recordings have been harder to find. Much harder. I remember one Schnabel recording I found years ago. I was spending a summer in Santa Fe, trying to preserve a relationship that was going sour. I had lost my teaching job, and at summer's end I would have to return to Boston, probably alone and unemployed. One of the uncomplicated pleasures of Santa Fe was a small record shop run by a former classical music disc jockey from Chicago, who was forced to retire because of his heart condition. He had wonderful out-of-print records and great stories. I was broke. I barely had my fare home, which in a way made visiting a record store a very liberating experience. But a few days before I left, a record turned up that I'd been wanting for years, a long out-of-print LP of Artur Schnabel playing two of Mozart's very greatest piano concertos, the powerful D minor and the heartbreaking, heartbroken C minor. They were Schnabel's last Mozart recordings and issued posthumously. I still remember the price, $12.50. A steal, really, but how could I afford it? The owner was willing to keep it for me, but I couldn't wait. I had to have it. And with practically my last cent, I bought it. I played it as soon as I got back to Boston, and it was everything I imagined. These were among the most profound, moving performances of Mozart, of anything I'd ever heard. They actually helped me see my life from a new and longer perspective. Later, my mother called to tell me that someone from a school I'd applied to in the spring had been trying urgently to track me down. A job had opened up. I wasn't going to be destitute. And I had my Schnabel. Now no one has to suffer to find Schnabel's marvelous Mozart records. They're all here. The sublime two-piano concerto that he plays with his son Carl Ulrich. It's regarded as a lightweight piece, but as played by the Schnabels, it's not so much lightweight as weightless. There's the D minor with its dark rumblings of Don Giovanni, and the aching C minor with its notoriously modern cadenzas composed by Schnabel himself. There's the tenderly playful number 19 and the sensual number 21. And number 27, Mozart's last piano concerto, in which he discovered a radical and mysterious new simplicity. Schnabel recorded only three Mozart sonatas, the last one, the tragic A minor, and the ravishingly ambiguous F major, now officially released in America for the first time. There's the great G minor piano quartet with members of the warmly remembered Pro Arte string quartet, and finally, the A minor rondo, one of Mozart's most exquisite yet monumental miniatures, like Blake's World in a Grain of Sand. Music doesn't get much better than this.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new series of compact discs featuring Artur Schnabel playing Mozart on the Arabesque label. This is Fresh Air.